Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're now going to hear from Dr. Daniel Israel live on Chai FM with the COVID report, followed directly by the news headlines.
Chad, it's my pleasure to give you the COVID report for today, Wednesday afternoon. It seems though we give these reports so regularly, but so much happens in the time between them. And unfortunately, this time now, more than 500 deaths in the last 24 hours. Again, like we said yesterday, we are seeing these deaths as a result of the activity that took place over the Christmas time, and hopefully these deaths will come down. I thought that it would be important to re-look at this new variant that we've been speaking about. There is feel in the scientific world that the morbidity and mortality with this new variant may indeed be higher, and particularly amongst young people, which we spoke about yesterday a bit. So much so that Professor Shabir Modi spoke to the press even in the UK and said that with the three mutations that have been seen in the South African variant, this may indeed be a more virulent COVID than the UK variant. And for this reason, we've seen many countries around the world close their borders to South Africans. What's most important, obviously, on an international level is that as long as we contain the virus in South Africa, we shouldn't see this new variant as being the predominant virus. But it is felt that in the coastal regions where COVID is quite rampant at the moment, it is this new variant that most young people are getting. As we know, the Command Council meets today. They've met already, and they will have made new recommendations. We don't know what these recommendations are. Are they just going to be the lengthening of this level 3, or is it going to be more stringent approaches? We saw the UK go into a much harder lockdown from today, and South Africa may indeed need to do the same. What's very important to us on a community level is that we've seen a very troubling phenomenon whereby we know that with domestic flights, it's not that easy to police who goes onto the flights. And unlike international flights where a PCR test is done on every passenger, in domestic flights, as long as patients don't have temperatures and aren't declaring any symptoms, they are able to fly. So we've seen on domestic flights that people who have tested for COVID in a rush to get home from their holidays have flown home. And it goes without saying that this is absolutely unacceptable. Flights are in closed areas where people in the seats in front of you and behind you are at risk. And if you have COVID symptoms or have tested recently, you may not fly. And if you're in any doubt as to whether or not you're safe to fly now, you should contact the Hatsola hotline and speak to one of the advisors on the wellness program about whether or not you can fly. All this said, we still move forward with an optimistic attitude, and we know that there are strides being made in terms of bringing in the vaccines. We keep up our social distancing, hand washing, and great preventative measures, and we hope that in the days to come, the numbers will come down and every wave has an end. Great to be with you, and hopefully better news tomorrow.
That was Dr. Daniel Israel with the Daily COVID Update.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.